Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Congratulations on 20 great years, and just know that you're the only person I would ever get up and talk to at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I know you started this show when you were only, what, 6 or 7 years old?
Remember to keep going, because we're not done with you yet. Godspeed, amigo.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. More of our Brain Trust members trying to, everybody wants to get into the act. I appreciate them very much. 7 till the hour, I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're continuing our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Bob Nagin. Bob is the founder of Whizbang Training, W-H-I-Z-B-A-N-G, Training, Whizbang. Give us the website, Bob.
W-H-I-Z-B-A-N-G, training.com.
Whizbangtraining.com. They can find your book there. They can find all the things you got going on, the different kinds of groups that you work with, right?
Absolutely. We have programs. We have products. If you're an independent retailer and want to get better, we're the place to go. We're the people to know.
It's really been fun. It's really been fun to watch you and Susan grow your business over the last 12 or 13 years from kind of a gleam in your eye to where it is right now. So I congratulate you on that. So help us wrap this thing up and put a bow on it for us. Folks, we're trying to help you understand that unlocking your door and having stuff on the shelf is not going to work anymore. That was back when Andy and that was back when Opie had hair. That's when you could do that. But today you can't do that. You gotta wrap up whatever you're selling. You gotta wrap it up into something people want to come in for, because they can get what you sell 9 ways from Sunday delivered to their front door probably cheaper than you can sell it.
That's exactly right. You just hit it on the nose. You know, if you're just opening your doors, I call that standing still. And these days, if you're standing still, going backwards.
Roadkill.
If you're moving forward at a normal pace, you're standing still. The only people who are going to really thrive, and they will truly thrive, are the people who are constantly, persistently, consistently working to get better every day, looking to give their customers a better experience every day. Every day, you're thinking about it. You know, it has to be a mission from your heart anymore for you to be successful.
How much do you think, when we look back on this this retail ICs, the evacuation of Main Street by the legacy retailers, when we look back on this 5 years from now, will small business owners have done, do you think they will have done a good enough job to hold their own to fill the vacuum, or will Google and Amazon and the others come in and take it over? What do you think?
No, I think that I am really, really, really bullish on the future of independent retailers. We're seeing more and more.
But they're going to have to step up their game, aren't they?
Absolutely.
Because Amazon is coming at them. Amazon is coming in. They're coming in with the tanks.
That's exactly right. But you know what? The point I was just going to make is that we're seeing more and more young people. So you and I are, you know, when we talk, we're old guys. We kind of come from the perspective of it's all the people who have been there for a while. And what I'm saying is that, you know, it's almost the gentrification of retail, that these old properties are being taken over by people who have energy and ideas, are willing to try things and do things differently. And that's the real future of retail.
But you got to have both, right? You can't just be high tech, high touch. You got to have a certain level of they will come and see you, and they'll spend a little more money with you, and get that high touch that you give them. But they're not going to do it if you don't have at least some level of high tech.
Absolutely. You know, it's all about the experience. And, you know, the technology, you know, and you and I talked about this, and I love the way you bring it back to we're analog creatures. Technology is merely there. The only reason it's there is to enhance that customer experience.
Yep.
That's what it exists for.
And I'm going to tell you something else. You know what I see down the future? I see a certain backlash on technology. Now, look, I've been on computer for since most people listening were born. I'm back in the mid 70s. I went on computer way back in the mid 70s, and so I've been. It's not like I'm no Luddite. I use it like crazy. I make my living with technology, but Bob, I see a day in the future when human beings will just naturally, viscerally react in a different way to technology, and there will be a more of a yearning and a demand for high touch. I just see that happening over the next 10 years. What do you think?
It's already happening. Callum Newport wrote a really significant book called Deep Work.
Yep.
And his whole thing is, if you really want to be good, you got to get off, you know, you have to take a break, you know.
Yep.
You have to disengage from social media.
Yep.
You have to
yep.
disengage.
I think that's going to happen more and more.
Basically superficial relations.
Whizbangtraining.com, right, Bob?
That's correct.
Whizbangtraining.
Yes.
Hey, Bob, good job. We come back soon.
Oh, absolutely, Jim. I always love talking to you.
Bob Negan, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.